Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a leadership and team dynamic workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, I'm taking you through some of my daily routines and rituals. We all know the hustle and bustle. I've got a full-time job. I've got a growing side business. I've got a loving family to support. Where does my time go? Sometimes I get asked how I manage and carry it all. I'm going to share my routines with you to help you be at your very best and be happy, healthy, and what's helped me become more fulfilled with the work that I do. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. I get asked time and time again, how do I manage it all? Now, everybody has things that they're carrying. Everybody has whatever it is they're working on. For me, I've got a full-time job. And a few years ago, I started my business being a leadership and team development workshop facilitator. I work to grow that very hard because I find a lot of fulfillment and being content from that work. That work drives me, and it's very purposeful for me. And for me, what I found is when I start talking to people and I start sharing kind of what I do and how I approach my day, for me, it's my norm, and other people, they're discovering this for the very first time. So again, my routines work for me, but I am a big believer in routines and rituals. And there's nothing extraordinary about my approach. I'm going to tell you that now. What I'm going to share with you are things that everybody has the capability and ability to do. You know, I'm not, I don't invest and have a ton of money in you know, vitamins and products and care and different memberships or different things here. Everything that I'm going to share with you is something that I think most people have access to. And what I've learned along the way is that in order to lead others, you've got to be able to lead yourself and you've got to be able to be at your best. And there's been times in my career where I wasn't hitting that mark. I wasn't at my best because I was overwhelmed. I was not taking care of myself. I didn't have a routine in place and it started to stack up. So you've got to be locked in mind, body, spirit, wellness, whatever it was. So I have gone through years of tweaking, adding, eliminating, trying new things to keep my health, wellness, mindset sharp, focused, and at its best so that I can serve my clients. I can pour in to the teams that I work with and facilitate workshops for. And I can give them 100% of me time and time again, day in and day out. I'm going to share with you what works for me and has helped me to accomplish my career and life goals. Hopefully you can find a few nuggets of goodness in here that resonate with you that you can pick up and work on. So let's get into it. My morning routine. I get up at 4:30 a.m. I shower. I have positive self-talk in my mirror as my shower is warming up. Now, I know this sounds a little bit absurd, but I'm telling you, I picked this up from a good friend of mine at a leadership summit. In the mirror, I'm talking out loud. I'm telling myself who I am, what I am, why I do what I do. In the morning, before I hop in the shower, very first thing, I'm starting my day off with positive affirmation. And it puts a smile on my face. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Because I can see myself eye to eye with who I am, who I'm competing with right there in the mirror of what I'm about, who I'm serving, what I'm here to do on this earth, and we're ready to go. And then I scrub up, shower, shave, go downstairs, I grab my lunch, and I enjoy my first ritual pour of coffee. And for me, this is it. I don't know why, but coffee's my thing. I love that smell, the slow pour, the sound it makes when it hits my travel mug. I even do the long pour so I can hear that, you know, as it's filling up. And I take that big smell in so I can get the aroma of that warmth, that grounds, that coffee that's just been brewed up. And it's like, man, I've got my go-go juice. I am positive mindset. Let's hit it. So I get in the car, and before pulling out, I look myself in the rearview mirror. I make eye contact in that rearview mirror, and I tell myself, you're going to crush it today. You're ready. Let's go. I put it in reverse. I back out. I'm on my way to work. So at first, let me encourage you to try this. It feels odd at first, having a conversation, talking out loud to yourself. But what I found for me is it puts a smile on my face. You can be your biggest cheerleader. And the power of positive self-talk helps that inner critic stay safe. That positive self-talk, by having that routine in the morning where I start my day off with, here's what I'm about, I'm ready to go, let's crush it. That inner critic that may sneak up for imposter syndrome, that inner critic that may say, no, you're not, why are you even trying this? They get put in the passenger seat because the person driving, that persona that's driving, is up, ready, racked and stacked, and ready to move out. Give it a try. 2 weeks. Just do it during your work week. Give yourself 2 weeks of giving yourself a positive self-talk in the mirror, eye to eye, with the person standing there looking right back at you. I guarantee you're going to have a smile on your face, and you're going to feel great as you step out the door. On my way in, I listen to Audible. I find, you know, I go through books. I find that as I listen to books in the morning, I'm more ready to receive that information and think through that and have that information kind of flow to me rather than in the afternoon. In the afternoon, I listen to music. So on the way into work, I'm either hitting a podcast up or I'm hitting an Audible book up. I'm consuming something new. Some learning is happening there. Up until about 5 minutes out, when I'm 5 minutes out from arriving at work, I put a pump up jam on. You know, it depends on what the day might be, you know, whether it's R&B, whether it's hip hop, whether it's rock and roll, whether it's country. I love all genres of music. Whatever is resonating with me that day is what's going to get thrown on. So then I get into work and I'm at my workstation. The first thing I open up is my calendar and I see my task list. Again, this was a change I made after I went through Jason Henkel, Focus to Evolve's coursework on spacious productivity and balanced thriving. So I don't get hit and assaulted with all the emails that I didn't catch when I left work from the previous day or happened overnight. I walk in and I see my to-do list for the day, what I'm getting done, and I've already put myself in that mental state of getting ready to go GSD and just get stuff done. So I talk through before, I've talked through things like Outlook restructuring. I go through and I have my Outlook open up to my calendar and to-do list. I set myself up for what needs to get done today. And then my first burst at work, I go through and I process all of the new emails down to zero. So I don't necessarily respond or do the work. I process my emails. If I need to make a task, I make a task. If I need to read something later, I put it on my schedule of when I need to read it later. If I need to respond to somebody, unless it's just a quick yes, no, sounds good, I might respond in that moment. If it's anything more than that, I create a task for myself to do and when I'm going to do it. This helps me process the 75 plus emails that I received maybe from the time I left till the time I walked in about 15 to 30 minutes, depending. So in 30 minutes, I have sorted through my emails. I've not got down or gone down any rabbit holes. And I've got my tasks for the day, maybe some new tasks for the day or tasks for later on in the week based on what I missed. So that's about 30 minutes. And then from there, I start my first 90-minute block of crushing my tasks. I do the work that I'm there to do, top down. So I work off my task list. Nothing else is distracted because I've set my work environment up to be to minimize distractions. I'm focusing on one task at a time, which allows me two things. One, I can get that work done. I can get less done better because I'm focused on one thing at a time. Two, I'm scratching things off my to-do list. And who doesn't feel good when things are just getting knocked off your to-do list within the first 2 hours of you arriving at work? Feels phenomenal. So after that 90 to 120 minutes of processing my emails and then doing the actual tasks, I take about a 5 to 10 minute reprieve and I get oxygen in my lungs, eliminate all stimulus if at all possible. I do meditative breathing, whatever it may be, to reset myself. I get up and move my body in a nice, nice way, stretching, so I'm not getting email apnea. I'm not hunching over at my desk. So from that, a 2 hour block, then I take those 5-10 minutes or so to reset myself. Then I'm ready to go back into maybe a meeting is scheduled or check on a program or go walk the floor, meet with my team, check in with people. Around about that time, it's lunch. Healthy meal at lunch to help me fuel myself. Usually something with a protein, with a vegetable, a lot of water. So I stay hydrated. I stay oxygenated. I stay with good fuel throughout the day. And then from there, it's my second block. That's the same thing. I go back into my email, which I haven't checked since I got to the office at 6 a.m. I go back into that email. I process everything new that came in down to zero. I make a task for what needs to have tasks, quick responses for what need to have short, quick responses, and I eliminate things that I don't need to see. And then I move into my afternoon block where I've got 90 to 120 minutes to knock out the rest of my task list for that day. So I have these rhythms that I'm in where I'm actually, processing emails in a distraction-free zone, working on tasks in a distraction-free zone where I can go deep and do deep focused work. And then I give myself that break and reprieve. So I do the same thing in the afternoon. And then I go check on my team, make sure they have what they need, the resources they needed, whatever afternoon meeting I may have to pop into. And then before I leave work for the day, I set myself up for tomorrow. I look at the task list for tomorrow. I look at what needs to get done. Do I have the resources? Do I have what I need? And then I can walk away from work knowing that today I did everything on my to-do list. Tomorrow is here's what I'm walking into in the morning. And I close out with everybody on my staff and my team, making sure that they have what they need before I leave for the day, because we have different schedules, in the office. And then moves into the afternoon. So I go right from work to the bus stop. I listen to music as my way to de-stress. It's about a 35 to 40 minute ride from work to the bus stop where I pick up my youngest. And I don't know, it could be country again, it could be R&B, whatever it is. But I take that ride, I'm listening, I've got my sunroof open, so I'm getting vitamin D. That time is my time to just kind of go do what it is I need to do. And, I love music. Music can put me in that state of being, of following a story and just belting it out and kind of letting things decompress and go from the day. And then when I get to the bus stop, I have about a 15 minute wait for my daughter. So that is when I jump on social media with intention. I respond to the LinkedIn post that I had previously scheduled to drop. I respond to my Instagram stuff that I had previously scheduled to drop. On LinkedIn, I find people that I'm helping support and I'm dropping them a comment. I'm reposting one of their posts because it costs me absolutely nothing. So with about 15 minutes of intentional action on social media, I'm responding to people who are supporting me. I'm providing support to people who are in my network that I choose to support. Seeing what else is out there and going on. So I'm very intentional with handling that side of my side business. And then in about 15 minutes, again, I get about 5 or 6 people I'm responding to, 4 or 5 people supporting. five to six things that I'm liking for people, one to two reposts from my network, and I can be done with that for the day, right? So if you do that 5 days a week, I mean, that's 40, 50 people that you're potentially, you know, interacting with and having impact with, you know, for me, it's my side business. So post bus stop, that's when I get my workout on. And this will ebb and flow throughout the year. I usually work in about 8 to 10 week increments, but I'll always have some sort of variety of cardio, high intensity interval training, and of strength training. So for me, it's about 45 minute total, start to finish, whether I'll go for a run, whether I'll lift weights, whether I'll throw on a little Beachbody on demand and get Sean T and maybe some T25 or Insanity, whatever it might be in there throughout that mix. So I aim to work out about 2 to 3 days during the week. And then for me, Saturday and Sunday are absolute must workout days. So I get about four days a week of working out, plus a day where I do a head to toe stretch yoga, you know, reset of my body. So I'm working my mind throughout the day, I'm working my body throughout the day. And then post workout, depending on the time of year, I do an ice pod or I'll do a sauna. And for me, what I find is that's where I'm resetting. I'm working my mind and my body and resetting myself. So this feeling of being able to care for myself, to know that I'm taking care of my strength and I'm taking care of my cardiovascular system, I'm taking care of my body so I can be on my feet, so I can perform at my best, so I can be here for the long haul, it makes me feel good. And then it is from there, it's dinner time with the family, a little bit of TV time, and then my evening is when I get my side hustle on. So there is about a block from 6:45, 7 o'clock until 8:30, so about an hour and a half a day where I do my email correspondence, I do my social media posts where I schedule them to post for the next day, or maybe a little bit of block processing. I do my content and course creation. I write out my plan for my shows, my episodes here on the podcast, or I'm creating a presentation for a client, or I'm thinking about creating something new, or I'm assessing my marketing plan and strategy for my next campaign that I want to run and what that's going to look like. So that block of time is about a 2-hour block of time each night, Monday through Friday, is where I do my side hustle. Now, I'll deviate here too. On Saturday, there's about 3 hours that I dedicate midday to my leadership and team development business and growing that as well. So I do spend time on the weekend doing that, but it's about an hour to 2 hours a night during the week. So that's where I get my work done that I want to do for my business that I'm trying to run and grow as well. And then from there, I have a closeout ritual. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. Don't ask me why. That's my jam. Unwritten for me. That song will play at about 8:15, and I find myself starting to sing it, and it's popping into my head now because it's become a ritual and a routine about 8 o'clock. For me, that song means, hey, the day is done, but the rest is still unwritten. Tomorrow, you're going to do more. Tomorrow, you're going to come back. You're going to keep going and keep moving forward. So it allows me permission to shut off because you can't get everything done in a day. Life, the lives we lead, the businesses we're trying to run and grow is something that is a living organism that needs cared for and nurtured day in and day out. What I found in the past was I was trying to do everything to all be everything and do everything for everybody. I needed to have a shut off. And for me, again, going back to music, Unwritten was my shut off. That's what I chose to be able to have as I close up shop for the day, because you're done for the day. Tomorrow's a new day and the rest is still unwritten. You're going to write it tomorrow. And then my last routine that I have for my day is my gratitude journal. Upstairs, getting everything set to go into to bed, right by my nightstand, I have a gratitude journal, and I capture my goal is at least 3. I typically have 5 or 6 things that went well, things I'm thankful for from this day. And it gives me that mindset and the mind frame of what went well and what I'm thankful for and who I'm thankful to And it puts me in this positive frame of mind. So now everything is closed up. I'm ending the day on a positive note. Close that journal and it's time to bed. Lights out about 9 p.m. So that's my day from 4:30 in the morning till 9 p.m. at night. How I approach keeping my health, physical health, keeping my mental health, keeping my mindset, and staying balanced, making sure I have time for family, making sure I have time for my work, making sure I have time for my work. Not just, you know, the job at whole, but the work that I want to do and those who I serve through my business as well. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Have quality time with your family and friends, and the rest will work itself out. Find your routines, find your rituals, have the dedication and commitment to stick to them. And this is how I show up consistently. This is how I show up day in and day out, as the impact of rituals and routines, so that I can be present, I can be here, I can be in the moment that I'm intended to be with my full self. These set the conditions for you to get stuff done. And it allows you something to look forward to, the smell of the coffee in the morning, the opportunity to thank yourself or thank somebody throughout the day, those moments of clarity that you're going to have. You're going to look forward to them, and you're going to be consistent with how you're showing up for your team, for yourself, for your family. And you're going to be in the best shape, mind, body, and soul that you've ever been in, so you can serve and lead at your best, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, download and share this with your fellow leaders, because everybody has the opportunity to lead at their very best, and we can lift everybody up when we share the information that we've acquired. If you'd like to connect, let's go a little bit further for the conversation. You can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, on Instagram at WillRamey1, or if you have a topic or idea for a show, email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.